We're continuing our look at Acts chapter 19, verses 13, 14, which, of course, is about the seven sons of Sceva who were Jewish exorcists. In verse 13, Luke records, "Now there were some itinerant Jewish exorcists who tried to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those with evil spirits." Now, we were looking at the fact that Jesus' ministry, of course, involved liberation of those who were harassed by or even possessed by demonic entities. We looked at the passage in Matthew chapter 17 where the man brought his young boy who was suffering from seizures and was often throwing himself into the fire or into the water. And we saw how Jesus simply rebuked the demon and it came out of the boy, as Luke says, and he was healed from that moment. And I've emphasized a couple times that this passage shows that Jesus had absolute power over demons. But the disciples at this point did not. You know, that point is magnified by the next passage I want to refer to from Mark chapter 1, beginning at verse 32. Let me read it for you. "That evening after sunset, many sick and demon-possessed people were brought to Jesus. The whole town gathered at the door to watch. So Jesus healed many people who were sick with various diseases, and he cast out many demons. But because the demons knew who he was, he did not allow them to speak." Now notice again what Mark says in verse 34. "Because the demons knew who he was, he did not allow them to speak." There's a parallel for that statement in Luke 4:33, where a demon says to Jesus, "Go away. Why are you interfering with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." My point in showing you these passages is this. Jesus has absolute, uncontested power over those demons. They do not resist him. They do not debate him. They do not insist that they have a right to possess or control their victims. They do not challenge his authority. Instead, they immediately respond to his power. Well, a couple of things come to surface here. First, they knew who Jesus was, not in the physical human sense, but in the spiritual supernatural sense. They knew Jesus was the Son of God. They knew he was, in fact, God. And in that vein, they knew that he had absolute authority. Second, Jesus demonstrated his absolute authority by commanding demons to leave their victims. Time and again, Jesus simply spoke a command and the demons obeyed him. At times, the spirits even begged him to leave them alone, or in one case, allowed them to inhabit a herd of pigs. John MacArthur makes an important point about this when he writes, quote, "Whenever Jesus dealt with demons, it was never a case of exorcism. It was always a case of authority." Very important. Watch this. There was never a struggle involved. There was only absolute authority. You know, in the case of the demon-possessed boy at the foot of the Mount of Transfiguration, Jesus clearly told the disciples why they couldn't deliver him. He said, "You lack faith." Let me suggest from what we have seen so far that there was a second reason. They clearly lacked Jesus' authority. We'll see more of that next time on Verse by Verse.